Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit and all our global listeners. Welcome to another Thursday night of Open Mic High. Here on Thursday, this is Poetic Energy bringing it to you live in the evening time. I am so excited this evening because this is our second show for 2012. Yay! We are just excited. I just wanted to very quickly let you guys know that we have some awesome news that we're going to be sharing with you, well, announcements, I should say, later on in the show, but we're going to get it off and popping here with some spoken word for you. I'm going to start off with Mr. Larry Edwards in to start the show off with, and then we'll come back with some more spoken word and share some awesome news with you to let you know what we're doing for this year. We're finally going to be able to go ahead and share with you what we're going to be doing in September of this year, and that would include all of the poets and spoken word artists out there who want to participate. We are definitely opening up the door to you, but let me get it off and popping here with a little bit of Mr. Larry Edwards with So Incredible. Yeah.
Oh,
my light at the end of the tunnel, my warmth even in the month of May. To describe you in words is just not enough. Yes, yes, you are my diamond in the rough. When we hug, when we touch, when we hold hands, when we kiss, you got me on a mental, spiritual, and emotional bliss. I can spend hours telling you how much of you I adore. But so many words and feelings come out, and still I feel I need to say so much more.
Baby, yes,
welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. We so appreciate you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Miss Poetic E, bringing it to you live in the evening time. Okay, this is yet another Thursday night open mic hype where all the poets, vocalists, artists, indie artists, all of them come call in and just enjoy and just entertain the network and fellowship and share their many talents. But I'm going to get it off and popping here. For those of you who do not know about the anthology we did recently entitled Synchronized Ink, many poets from across the globe got together, and my publishing company pulled together this awesome anthology, and it's doing quite well. I'm so excited about it because we are going to be interviewed on this Saturday on a radio show in Kansas City, Missouri. So I'm very excited about this. So the news is being spread about Synchronized Ink. And I am going to read a short piece from the collection entitled I Am Love and Love Is Me. It's very short, simple, and sweet. But this is the piece that I really love. All right. I am love and love is me. Love is the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. I speak love, I give love, I bathe in love, and I relish and retreat in the colds of love. My pores excavate blood from the hollow of my veins. My heart bleeds and it spills with love, blood stains. Because I am love, and love is me. Wherever I go, love follows me. Love is my bulletproof shield in the valleys of the shadow of death. Love sustains me when I've given all my love to someone else. Love teaches me to unselfishly wipe away the tears from another's eyes before I wipe away the tears released from my own. In return, love rewards me with her precious gift of more love, unconditional love, sacred love, and blissful love. Love maintains and comforts me and assures me I will never walk alone because I am love and love is me. Love is and always will be the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. Love made me into the person I needed to be, because I am love, and love is me. Love is the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. Love is the very thing that keeps me free, and that is my piece. Entitled, I Am Love, and Love is Me. Short, so simple and sweet piece, but I love it. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. My co-host is not going to be able to make it with, you know, here this evening with us, but that's all right. We got to keep the show going. We got a host of poets coming through, so while they're doing that, we're going to definitely keep it in rotation. We have some artists who have sent in some of their tracks to the show, and we promise that we will put them in a little bit of rotation here. And we're going to go with Mr. Hakeem Crampton, Reverend the D. And this is his track, Fluidic. All right, Hakeem Crampton, y'all.
measure my lips, her neck, her hips, my caress, her thighs. I keep her high, drunk inside. She laughs, she smiles. I'm worth her while. We play, we laugh. She giggles, she baths. Her words are nice. Her body just right. My ego so calm, so poetic in a song. What's wrong? My love, my game is above. Them cats you hug, that smoke, that bug. Your world is better, that I'm a part of it. My life gets easier, that you are it. One, love, the feeling is above. Put on them gloves, get you in the tub. My groove is moving faster and slow. In and out, steady as we go.
Fluidic, man, like golf. Yeah, hear these words I was talking about? I'm talking about fluidic like golf. Like, you know, that my game was above the rest of them cats. You know what I'm saying? Like, my game was so nice. You know, the flow was just, you know, easier as I went faster and faster. You know what I mean? Like as this song progressed, it's like, you know, my mind began to materialize into something other than what you was listening to from the very beginning of this song. You know what I'm saying? This is how I do it when I blend this music, this neo-soul with this poetry. You understand? It's like you have to open up the encyclopedia. You know, you have to find these words and choose this vocabulary. But at the same time, you have to deep down into your soul. Dig deep down into the very essence of who you are as a person. You grab those words from deep down inside you. You know, you articulate them off your tongue. You know, sometimes you put a pen and paper in the booth, you know? But right now, I'm kind of like freestyling this, you know, coming straight from the heart, straight from the lips, straight from the tongue, straight from the mind, all wrapped in one. You know what I'm saying? It's like this song began talking about being fluidic, you know? Let's pick that back up, you know, a little freestyle here like we did in the beginning, you know? It's like, yeah, listen, homeboy, I got some spit to this toy. It was wrapped in plastic. You know I had to unwrap it though, right? But listen though, my life.
All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, you are tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Ms. Poetic Guy, and that was Mr. Hakeem Crampton with his fluetic piece. He's repping the Michigan area, so we so appreciate him for sending in that track to the show. We just definitely have to keep it going. I just want to quickly remind everybody that's on the switchboard, the number. Obviously, you have the number, but if you want to be heard, select option one, because otherwise I will not know that you want to be heard. There's quite a few of you guys hanging out on the switchboard, and I so appreciate your presence. If you're just tuning in to just enjoy the fellowship, we so appreciate you that for that. But we would love to hear you this evening, but in the meantime, we're going to keep it going with some of the tracks we have going, and then we'll come back with a few announcements. We definitely want everybody to hear, since we have a lot of people tuned in to the show. And feel free to join us in the chat room. We would love to just, you know, fellowship there as well, so other people can see that you guys are here and supporting the show. All right, we're going to keep it going here. This sister is Mrs. Understood. I just really love the way she flow with, you know, her track. So I am going to play one of her tracks. She sent in several to the show, so we're going to play one of her tracks entitled Still Taste You. And this is by Mrs. Understood, Mental Massage.
As I kick the sheets off my now satisfied body, my face reveals a naughty grin. See, it's evidence of last night's premeditated sin. For now, I will ask for forgiveness. I don't think I could ever forget, see. I thought I had this all under control, but damn, last night, oh boy was on the road. See, he invited me just right. He pulled me close and held me tight. He tongue kissed my lips, not even neglecting the pair that throbbed under satin fabric. And I enjoyed how he would ease up a little. He made me beg just a little. Cause little did he know, he would also be at my mercy. So then grinning again, I was savoring pictures of him standing beside that bed. And as he stood, his manhood and my gaze met eye to eye, in anticipation of engulfing his entirety. As anxiety raced through my body, the glow in the dark ring moving upward and downward, inch by inch, was actually not needed. See, I knew its length, width, and texture vein by vein. And see, I remember when he thought his tongue ring was totally insane. Then, almost as a choreograph, he maneuvered me back onto that bed. Feet flat and legs apart, my heart seemed to skip a beat as I felt the heat. And see, as his tongue danced, my hips danced too, cause I knew he was about to deliver some much wanted physical abuse to my body. My body, which now seems to belong to him, as we poetically melt into one from the flames of heat of passion, created, interlocking, communicated between flesh. And with each thrust, I tremble, as if to indicate the orgasm soon to follow. And as I follow his lead, I dance and grind my hips to his beat. As the heat intensifies, he grabs my thighs and extends them along either side of his perplexed physique, unique in design to coincide with mine. And just when I'm at my peak, he changes the beat now, faster and faster, then winding down to a slow rhythm. And then he leans in and grabs me so tight that I bite down on my lower lip as I slip away to ecstasy, awakening, damn, to still taste this man on my lips before stepping into the steamy shower to shower away all evidence of last night.
All right, welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. That was Mrs. Understood with her. All right, her track that she sent into the show, Still Taste You. System got an awesome, awesome flow, and I really appreciate her for sharing her tracks here on the show. Again, I'm going to quickly announce, you guys have been here before, so there's nothing new. Select option one. I see a lot of you hanging out on the switchboard, and I appreciate you for hanging out with us. But we want to hear you this evening. So the number, select option one, and you will be heard. Otherwise, I have to keep it going and keep it moving and just assume that you're here just to kick back and lay back for a moment. All right, we're going to keep it going here. I'm going to play another track, and then I am going to come back with another piece myself. And then we're just gonna keep it going, keep it moving. 2012, we have to keep it moving, keep it fresh here. All right, so we're gonna take a little trip down here and bringing a track from Brother Key Air, also repping the Michigan area. And this is Find Your Way Back. I'm sorry. Stop the Violence.
And 6 o'clock news, magazines, newspapers, radio, all singing the blues. But can you name that tune? The name of that tune is Violence. Violence on the TV, violence at the movies, violence on the video games, violence projected into city streets, violence in newspapers read while getting eats. We are massively exposed as we maintain our composed as the media disclose violence throughout the world. Violent acts splashing before our faces, brainwashing, a new way of thinking, a new way of actions, chemical reactions, violent actions from factions, minds held in traction, being exposed to violent actions. The continuation, perpetuation, and simulation of violence is a violation of peace. Peace separated as far as the West is from the East. There's no rest for the least, no rest for the wicked. They must be about their evil father's business, the business of killing, stealing, and destroying lives that's been built up, drinking from the glass of violence, this cup they cannot pass up, stuck up on videos that brainwash their minds, warp their minds to violence. Deception is the way into the mind. Eyes blinded by the fog of misinformation, blinded by the calculated destruction of a black nation, committing spiritual Harry Carey, letting dark negative light of violent sexual images enter into eye gates, enter into ear gates, reprogramming minds. Manifesting warp actions, acting out videos played in their mind. Warp manifestations you'll find entering into the iris of the eye. Changing brainwaves, common sense no sign. Violation of brainwaves through dark beats. Dark beats eat away self-discipline. Dark beats eat away self-control. Changing cerebral cortexes, manipulating altered states of mind. Viruses replicating, alternating brain cells, misfiring electrical signals, altering trains of thought. To evil thought, to evil bought, paid in full, a full manifestation of an altered state of mind. There was no sign that these actions of violence originated with seeds planted in the origins of the mind. In the origins of the mind. Violence. Stop the violence. Protect the mind. Protect the mind. Pulling force fields up, shields around the mind. The mind is the battleground. The mind is the battleground. Surround your mind with psalms. Surround your mind with proverbs. Surround your mind with chapters and verses. Peace.
All right, welcome back to Point and all our global listeners. You were just listening to Kier with Stop the Violence. Thank you, Kier, for sending that track in to the Poetic Energy Network station. We so appreciate you for sharing your voice here on the show. All right, we're going to keep the show going, and we're going to take the first caller here. Caller from the 202 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, what's up, Poetic E? This is Larry. How you been?
Hey, Mr. Larry. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I sent some tracks via email. I don't know if you got them or not, but I just sent them.
Yeah, we got them. we already played one of them.
Oh, okay. Wow. Thank you so much.
Well, Happy New Year to you. I love the fact that you have the show going on, and I want to read a piece that you've already commented on Facebook, and hopefully you liked it.
Okay.
This is called Two-Way Street on Love. You know, people make relationships so damn complicated. We have some new school ways of thought mixed in with traditional ways sometimes fixated. First, I want to speak to the men. You know, sometimes we take our ladies for granted. Sometimes we keep this macho man embedded chauvinistic caveman aspect from these old stones we planted. Stop being so unattentive to her wants and needs. She probably loves you just as hard as she bleeds. After she busts her ass to cook your favorite meal, wash your funky drawers, why not bring her roses and tell her thank you? Or what about cooking her favorite meal and rubbing her back and feet when she comes home from work? Or what about just making love to her to the point she and her coochie speaking your name in four syllables, never stopping? And fellas, it's okay to listen to your lady's opinion and even take her advice. She just might help you out and give or tell you some good shit to save your life. And just because you wear the pants and she the skirt don't mean that you walk ahead of her, but walk beside her. But ladies, remember, it's okay for you to soak it up, but remember it's a two-way street. Ladies, I will be the first to admit it is so hard finding a good man. So if you're any kind of woman, hold on to that man. And if that man is faithful, good to you, and your best friend, give him all of you to no end. And if that man out working extra hours, taking care of home, getting in late, there ain't no excuse why sometimes his bathwater shouldn't be running and you give him a back rub and a hot plate. The same way you want him to notice your hairstyle, pretty nails, you can compliment his fresh cut and his vibrant smile. And whatever you do, stop playing this defense mechanized, ridiculous mind games to protect yourself. Ladies, believe it or not, all men ain't stupid. So if you like to do these things, you're throwing yourself to the wolves and you will find yourself by yourself. And ladies, give your man the best sex he ever had in his life and fuck him on demand like Comcast. Stop being this caricature, so-called well-kept pretend-to-be-woman around him, because that fakeness will not last. Be a lady in the street, a wife at home, and a freaky mistress in the bed. Listen to your man when he got something on his mind. And it's okay not to agree, but understand and try to feel him. And please make him feel like a king of your castle and tell him your beef without him is just not just giving him a hassle. Ladies and fellas, let's love each other like you are each other's lifeline and just spoil and treat each other well. And let's not go down all these traditions and new school agendas and just make love a two-way street. And that's my piece.
Oh, Larry. Larry. You know what? I so love you for that piece. We, you know, people do complicate love, and love is really not that complicated. It really isn't.
And people just need to get together and love each other, you know, break down all these walls, you know.
Exactly. And just it's a decision just to choose to love and make it sweet and yes, cater to one another, you know, in such a beautiful way. I really thoroughly enjoyed that piece.
Thank you. And before I pass on the mic, my information is as follows. You can catch me on Facebook.com/Larrie, L-E-R-I-E, Edwards. I have tracks available, www.Larrie, L-E-R-I-E, .bandcamp.com. So if you haven't downloaded like most others, please do so. And you can get the album via Facebook, my fan page. And before I go poetic here, I want to dedicate something to you right quick.
All right.
I wanna tell you, baby, the change I've been going through, missing you, missing you, even though you have gone away, I still love you. Oh, even though you like this.
Oh, how wonderfully beautiful. Laurie, I so appreciate you for that. You know, you just stole my heart right there. Why are you going to do that? Thank you, my brother. I so appreciate you. And we,
you
know that we love your voice.
Thank you so much.
We'll be talking to you really soon.
All
real
right.
Soon.
All right.
That was Mr. Laurie Edwards bringing it to you live here on the Poetic Energy Network station. Definitely make sure you check him out on all his fan pages and download his music. The brother has, as you can hear, got the vocals to match it up. So, you know, support, support, support. Well, we're going to keep the show going here. Again, I'm going to call us at number 917-932-8881. Select option one. I see a lot of you hanging out on the switchboard. I love you for being here, but please do raise your hand so we can definitely count you in and get you in on the line. All right. We're going to take the next caller here. Caller from the 323 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic Gee. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Good evening, all. This is the Oracle from Hollywood, California.
Hi, Oracle. Happy New Year, my dear.
Happy New Year. Came in with a blast. Came in with a blast. How are you doing?
What are you
going
to do for us? I'm doing great and wonderful.
Yeah, what's your weather like? Where are you?
I'm in Michigan.
Okay, what's the weather like?
No snow thus far.
That's a good thing. I'm going to do a piece
yeah.
called Always Trying to Get Over. You're always
right.
trying to get over. You're always trying to get something free. And the sage child said, Oracle, speak to us of honor. Ever know someone always trying to get paid? Like a desktop shortcut, they know the rules, they got game. When you ask them how it's going, they got story to tell. Then you come to find out they're living in their car or in a motel. I can see what you're trying to do. I wrote the chapter before you were you. You need to say what you mean what you say. Stop trying to get over, okay? You're always trying to get over. There's nothing you can hide from me. You're always trying to get something free. I can see through all your secret dreams. Nothing you got I can't get for myself. No money, no cars, no crib in the hills. What I want from you simply is for you to stop trying to get over, because you know who I'm talking about. There's your Uncle Dave or your brother Brent. It doesn't matter, because they're always bent on making it to the top of the pyramid tent. There's always a catch, though, when the money is short. When you finally catch up with them, you got some lame-ass report. It's a mystery to me what motivates them so to trick game on their loved ones, taking the risk they'll close the door. A hard head makes for a soft ass. That's what the wise ones say. Only folks always trying to get over never really see things that way. You're always trying to get over. There's nothing you can hide from me. You're always trying to get something free. I can see through all your secret dreams. The lesson today, if you heed my verb, is stand on your character, your solemn word. Stop pulling the shade of truth and honor down. Don't try to get over, turn yourself around. My father always said, they can take the clothes off your back, the shoes off your feet, and the roof from over your head. But they cannot take your honor, dignity, or your word. That you give up. Stop trying to get over and just do the best you can. Everything else falls into place. Stop always trying to get over. There's nothing you can hide from me. You're always trying to get something free. I can see through all your secret dreams. I can see it in your dreams. And that's that piece.
All right, Oracle. Yes. Always trying to get over.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I love your
so
applause.
I appreciate you. We're going to get some updated as far as what I love the extended version. We so appreciate you, Oracle, always coming through. Please let the people know how to reach out and touch you and by all means tell them about your show on the weekends.
Well, my show is on Sundays. I have changed the time. It is no longer at 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific Standard Time. It is now 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. My added speaking engagements and performances kind of started conflicting with me being able to show up for my own show. So that's 1 p.m. on Sundays, Blog Talk Radio, of course. And I'm really trying to push everybody to get on over to my Reverb Nation page. That's Reverb Nation/The Oracle Speaks. And check out my material and show assist us some love. But they can always go to my website, theoraclespeaks.info, and catch up on all other things there. You know. So God bless you, sister. Thank you all. Thank you all so much.
All right. We so appreciate and love you. The Oracle, y'all. Reach out and touch on her Reverb page. We certainly appreciate you coming through. All right. All right. We're going to go on to the very next caller here. Caller from the 314 area code. You are currently on the air with Miss Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? 314, you're on the air. Are you there? Are you there? All right. Well, we're going to hopefully 314 will come back. And, if you don't want to be heard, just take your hand down. Select option one again, and I'll know you'll take your hand down, and I'll know you just wanted to tune in. Again, we'll call out the number again to the show. 917-932-8881. Select option one only if you want to be heard on the mic this evening. We certainly welcome, thank you and appreciate you for your presence here. But we're going to keep the show going here. Like I said, we have so many tracks, and we try to get them in and rotate them. And then, of course, have the poets call in and share their voice live. But in the meantime, I'm going to make a few quick announcements really quickly here. We had discussed last week that we are, this September, we'll give you all the details, but all last year we have been collecting data about the spoken. You heard, a lot of people heard me speaking about the spoken word billboards and what we're doing with that. We're having an actual award show this September here in Michigan at the Village Theater in Kent, Michigan. We are going to give you all those details. If you are in Michigan or you wouldn't mind traveling to Michigan to be a part of that event, you can reach out and call me at my publishing company at 734-365-6689 and just to inquire about it. Or you can hit me up on Facebook, Official Michelle Alford, and just send me an inbox message that if you want to perform or we're looking for a few presenters, because we pretty much have a lot of the presenters and everything. But we have been trying to keep that hush because we wanted to be fair. We didn't want people to reach out and touch us because they wanted to influence us in any kind of way. We've been kind of incognito going to various shows trying to, you know, get some information on, you know, various poets listening in, tuning in. So that's what we've been doing. So we're going to keep continuing that through the month of July. And September will be the actual event. And we are now pulling together all of the rest of the artists that we want to have come through that are not already from Michigan, but, you know, from various other places. We will be sending out some details within the next couple of weeks to give you the location, time, all of those wonderful things, and you know, we just are excited about that because we did a Hot 100 poetry contest show last year in the month of April, and it turned out really well, and we were able to get out some awards and one cash prize. But this is going to be bigger and better. It's going to be totally different. It's because we've been all the artists that we have been keeping in rotation on the show, we've been keeping information about, you know, if people want to hear that, if they hit me up on Facebook and say play this artist, and we did that, or if we, you know, some of the, it's been a couple of other radio shows who have been collecting data for us as well, incognito, because we had to do that because we know how people do. They want to try to influence the outcome, and we wanted to keep it fair because we have a lot of talented people who go unnoticed.
But we want to, you know, definitely show our appreciation, show our love, and just bring that award ceremony from April to a bigger scale and just really enjoy and get to embrace some other people from all across the globe. And we definitely are going to put that all the information up for you guys relatively soon, but we are excited about that. We also have a second anthology for those of you who didn't know about. We did an anthology that came out 11/11/11 entitled Synchronized Ink, which is doing very well. We included a lot of various poets from all across the globe, and it just, you know, it's we haven't even really did any book signings, and it's just been selling like crazy. And I think that the success of it is because we, you know, have poets from all across, you know, in Africa, and, you know, Nigeria, and Michigan, and just different places who contributed to this collection. But we now have a second anthology, which is called In the Homeless Cry, and we're doing something totally different with that that particular anthology. A documentary will be with that, and we will be going to 7 various states to show that documentary along with selling the anthology. And what we're doing with the funds that we're raising, we're giving the funds that we raise to a homeless shelter of that state, and it's going to go in the name of the poet that's representing that state, of course, my publishing company name and my name, of course, and we will be giving that out to various different places. There'll be 7 different locations, and we'll be making those announcements as to which states those will actually be. But we are currently still collecting the poems, and the theme is around either homelessness, philanthropy, inspirational poems only is just a theme. We have an event created on Facebook, and the entries are due by February 29th. We can't take anything beyond that. All right, we so appreciate that you for that, listening to those brief announcements. But again, and the other announcement is that we're doing a theme platform where we're doing Battle of the States, and the theme is self-reflection. So you write a piece on self-reflection, and, you know, the state that's represented, we're going to be your state calling, and you read your piece, and we're going to, you know, do something with that and kind of get the poets working and battling against the state. We're going to crown a king and a queen for whatever state that you're representing. After we, you know, do it for a couple of weeks, we're going to run that for a couple of weeks. So make sure you tuned in. The poem has to be about self-reflection. So next week, that's what we'll be doing. Writing a poem about self-reflection, you'll be reading here on the show, and we're going to battle that out for a couple of weeks and, you know, crown a king and a queen of a state. All right, with that being said, we're going to keep it going here. We have, we're going to take the very next caller here on the air. All right, caller from the 252 area code, you are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, good evening. This is Jacqueline Rome.
Hi, Jacqueline. How are you this evening, sister?
I'm good. I'm going to say I'm good.
All right.
I have this piece that I'm looking at. Yeah, I sound unsure, but I'm good. I'm alive and well, and so that's good. And my heel has been bothering me, but apart from that, physically I'm fine, but it's just that something else is going on that's kind of overwhelming me, but I'll be okay.
All right. Well, sister, we hope you be encouraging. Well, you know,
yeah.
If you want to express yourself, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm always writing short pieces, so may I do 2? I mean, they're
sure,
pretty
go
short,
ahead.
I promise you.
Okay,
I'll start with Restless in North Carolina.
All right.
Sleepy but can't sleep. So much on my mind, feel the urge to weep. I feel the urge to weep, but tears won't flow. All cried out for the moment or so. Trying to be strong, trying to hold on. They say such is life and we all have to face it. The thought in my head, I just want to replace it. Replace it with joy, replace it with cheer. replace it with anything but doubt and fear. It's natural to worry, but to let it consume is not good. Though a bit overwhelmed, I shall overcome. Oh, and that's that piece.
All right. Well, let's clap it up for you, because you certainly claimed your whatever is ailing you, you certainly claimed your victory by saying you shall overcome. All right. All right. You say you have another short piece for us? You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I can see you smiling through the airwaves already.
Yeah, yeah. I need to find a cheery poem. It's just that this weekend has been so rush. My husband has cancer, and that's why I'm so overwhelmed. And yeah, and we flew out to Illinois to the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, and I don't know. I should be strong. I need to pull it together. But this Why Me was inspired by the sickness. So I'll make this one quick. It's Why Me.
Okay.
Just when you think, ma'am, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Just when you think things couldn't get any worse, they somehow do. You pace back and forth telling yourself, this can't be true. How can this be? Why me? Why me? Never stopping to ask, why not me? Why not me? Who am I? What makes me better than the next person? What makes me exempt? Oh, how I wish I could be. But all things happen for a reason. There's a purpose for every season. Not every outcome is a negative. Hold your chin up and look for the positive. Whew, and that's what I need to do. So that's the end of that one.
All right. Well, we're definitely going to clap it up for you and really quickly. And what I want to say to you very quickly, sister, is just, you know, we're going to send our positive energy to you and embrace you in love and definitely keep you and your family in our prayers. We pray for, a awesome recovery with your husband and just, you know, that you have the strength to go through it all with him.
That's what I need. I really do. I need to pull it together because he needs me. And so Monday when I had this little thing with just being overwhelmed, he's like, baby, don't fall apart on me now, you know, because he's been upbeat all the time. So I'm
well,
the
one
doing
quite well. You're doing well by being encouraging and just be encouraged, and we definitely will continue to lift you up and your family up. And by
thank
all means, feel free. If you're quite welcome, my sister. We embrace you
next
with
time
love.
Next time I'll have something a little more. That's going in another direction, but that's where my head was tonight. So.
Well, that's all right. That's the way you're supposed to express yourself, with whatever's on your heart. So we certainly appreciate you for doing that.
Okay.
All right, tell people how to quickly reach out and touch you before we take the next caller.
Okay, I'm actually on Facebook. That's Jacqueline Thomas Rome, like Italy. And you can also check out my website. It's www.booksbyjacqueline, JACQUELINE.net, booksbyjacqueline.net.
All right.
Thank you again.
We so appreciate you, and please do come back again, and we'll stay in contact with you, because I know we're connected on Facebook, just to encourage you.
Thank you very much.
All right. You have more to say, or?
I was just going to say you guys have a good night.
All right, you too, my sister. All right, that was Miss Jacqueline Rome. If you want to reach out and touch her, she gave her information. You can find her on Facebook and then also on her website. And we just want to let her know that we're going to keep her and send our positive energy to her and keep her uplifted in prayer, you know, and, you know, pray her husband for her husband's strength and her strength as well. While we're going to keep it going here, we got 8 more minutes remaining in the show, and we're going to go down the line here. All right, caller from the 757 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Caller 757, you're on the air. All right, we're going to take the next caller here. Hello. Caller from the 631 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, you have Strong Island.
Hey, Ms. Strong Island. How are you, dear?
I'm doing good, doing good. I'm going to go ahead and do a little piece for you. It's going to be, you know, short so everybody else can get in.
All right.
But this piece actually is called, hold on, I just lost it.
Okay.
1 second, let me find it again. All right. Okay, I guess I'll be changing what I was going to do altogether right now. It's changing. All right, I'm going to do a piece called Reality Sets In. And this piece goes like this. Reality sets in when all the music stops. The food is gone, you look around, and now it's dawn. Did you really spend the night? Was it really all that hype? Fast ass from the start, just to have to get you some. Tasting, loving, stroking a kitty. Get your both feeling real giddy. Drinks were all done, being poured. Trying not to let it fall on the floor. Wide eye and bushy tail between you. No time for another screw. Just look and find your shoes. Hands down pants, stroking them like never before. It's just too late to cause an eruption of magnitude proportion. Let the memories of hot loving nuts bursting, screaming from the entrance and exit of the gift that keeps on giving. Whether you accept it or not, don't be too shocked. Once you find out, it's just move on to the next one house. And that is my piece.
All right, Song Island. All right, Ms. Strong Island, let the people know how to reach out and touch you, my sister.
You can find me on Facebook under C. Smith Jordan. And I'm also on here on Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock, part of the Penn family. And you can find me really everywhere.
All right. Thank you so much, my dear sister. Sharing that piece with you. You know you're getting love in the chat room. The Oracle says, Strong Island in the house. All right. All right, that was Miss Strong Island bringing it to you on the Poetic Energy Network station, who happens to be one of our hosts on the Penn station on Wednesday nights with her Erotic Essential Sheets open mic night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, we got 4 more minutes remaining in the show. We're going to keep it going. We have another caller here, caller from the 202 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic?
This is Larry. I'm going to make it quick and simple. I want to dedicate this to all the ladies in the chat room and out in the universe. And
all right.
For the special ones, you know who you are. My funny Valentine. Sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with your heart. You're so laughable, unphotographable. Yeah, you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure resting weak? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me.
God, if you care for me, stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
It's my dedication. Facebook, Larry Edwards, L-A-R-I-E. www.larry.bandcamp.com. Love the Poetic Energy Show and the crew. Thank you so much.
We love you, Larry, for that. Wow, you just got me captured right now. I'm captured in Larry Bliss. All right. Thank you, Mr. Larry. Y'all heard him. Reach out and touch him on his Reverb page, his fan page on the Facebook. Just reach out and touch him. Definitely an awesome, awesome vocalist, spoken word artist, just awesome. All right, we only got 2 more minutes remaining in the show. I just want to recap for a moment. We have next week, we're doing Battle of the States. The theme is self-reflection, so come with your baddest piece on self-reflection. And we're going to crown a king and a queen. We're going to keep it running for the next couple of weeks and with different themes, though. But next week happens to be self-reflection, and you can come high, you can do it how you want to do it, and just bring it. All right, and let someone else know, and we just want to recap again. If you want to reach out and touch me and you think you may want to perform in Michigan, the number is 734-365-6689. Reach out and touch me, and let me know that you're interested, and we will definitely try to make all that happen. And I'll give you more details in the upcoming weeks about how that's going to all work out for everyone. We are so excited about that. I just want to say thank you all the people for coming through and showing your love to the Poetic Energy Network station. All of you that hung out on the switchboard, we so appreciate your presence. Always, we thank you, all the people that hung out with us in the chat room. We so appreciate you for just fellowshipping with us this evening. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You're always welcome to come back here anytime you would like here on the Poetic Energy Network station. We run shows daily. We have different hosts on this network. We're all about in touching and encouraging the whole mind, body, and soul. So we have various hosts that address various things. So if you get an opportunity, check out the various shows daily that we have. And just remember, show some love, and we want to send out some more love to Jacqueline. We definitely will keep you in our prayers and definitely stay in contact with you and just lift you up always and embrace you in love, my dear sister. All right, with that being said, I want to say good night, God bless, and please do, anybody that's in the chat room that has shows or anything, we love to fellowship and share the love. So post your information in there so everybody can reach out and touch you and support you and what you're doing. We certainly welcome that. Good night, and we're going to take it out. All right. Get out jazzy tonight with Mr. Yancey with Remember. We love you, Detroit and all our global listeners.